All right, today we're diving into part 4 of how to eat healthy. If you've missed the previous 3, you definitely want to go back and check those out because I'm walking you through step by step how to get your nutrition on track once and for all. And today is a big, important one that you do not want to miss. Let's go.
The future of fitness.
How do you gain muscle mass?
Fitness is not complicated. It's simple when you break it down.
There's so much information out there.
No fads, no diets, just plain simple habits.
You're listening to the Bones to Bulk podcast.
Hey, welcome to the show. My name is Brian Parody, and I will be your host. For my first-time listeners, thank you. It means so much that you chose to give this a little try. I try to cram a lot into these short 10-minute episodes, give you a lot of bang for your buck, and no fads, no crazy diets, no, you know, supplements. It's just plain, simple habits that will get you to your freaking goal. All right, without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. So I've been doing this series on how to eat healthy, and today is part 4, and this is a big one. It's something that trips a lot of people up. It can be daunting. A lot of people get overwhelmed by it and think, I just can't possibly do that, or I don't have time for that, or whatever the excuse is, and it's food prep. And I'm here to tell you that food prep does not have to be the scary monster that it's been made out to be. I'm sure you've seen the posts on IG of perfectly sectioned off foods and those perfect containers, and everything just looks so glorious and picture perfect. Well, real food prep isn't quite so fancy or good looking, let's just put it bluntly. But it is quite simple to do once you get in the habit. And I'm here to break down the steps. So first off, don't dive in head first. As you know, I'm all about building the habit slowly, right? Baby steps to our goal. Going hard and going all in from 0 to 100 usually leads people to give up. And that includes with food prep. So first step, don't try to food prep everything. If you've never food prepped before, don't sit down and try to food prep your breakfasts and your lunches and your dinners, because you'll quit. You absolutely will, because it will be so overwhelming. Start with one meal. Maybe it's breakfasts, maybe it's lunches. I don't recommend starting with dinners just because they're a little bit more intensive, right? So let's start with lunches, because I feel like that's one of the most difficult ones, because breakfast, a lot of people will just have it before they leave for work in the morning, right? So it's not really this temptation to go through the drive-through or to not have a healthy option for that, because you're typically grabbing something before you go out the door. With lunches, however, it's easy to swing through that drive-through, or if you're on the go or whatever it is, right? You didn't pack a lunch, you didn't plan ahead, so you're stuck and you're hungry and you just got to grab something. So let's start with lunches. Lunches do not have to be difficult. What I do for lunch is I do some pre-cooked chicken strips. They're grilled chicken strips. I get them from Aldi. First off, I do all my shopping at Aldi. I save so much freaking money, and their products are so much healthier. Just if you compare any one of their store brand products to the off-the-shelf big brand names, pound for pound, they're always healthier. They have less ingredients. So that's another reason why I love Aldi. It's cheaper, I'm already in, and it's healthier. Heck yeah. So yeah, okay, that's my little Aldi plug. And no, I'm not sponsored by them, although I wouldn't be upset if someone reached out to me. So what I do is I do those grilled, they're frozen, they come in a bag, they're already cooked. So I do have those containers that kind of segments everything up, right? You've usually got 2 smaller little portions within that container, and then a large portion in that container. Now, for me personally, I try to hit just under 500 calories for my lunch, right? So that's my goal. I'm not saying yours is going to be the same, but proportionally, I fill up one of those small ones with chicken. I fill up the other small one with broccoli, and typically I also do frozen broccoli for that. And then I do a wild rice blend for the large compartment. Now, you may not want to do that much rice, especially if you are on a weight loss regimen and you're trying to drop weight. I don't recommend doing the rice because it is a little bit higher in calorie, but you can break it up a little bit and not fill that thing with rice. I fill mine because, again, I'm trying to hit 500 calories because I'm trying to maintain right now. So, and the only thing I have to cook for all those lunches is the rice, which takes about 30 minutes. So I have frozen broccoli, I have the frozen grilled chicken, and I cook the rice. 30 minutes, and literally the 30 minutes is just waiting for the rice to cook. I'm not really doing anything. It takes me about 2 minutes to measure out the chicken and the broccoli and put it in the right little pockets in those trays. And then once the rice is cooked, I just put that in the remaining tray. Now, what I typically do, I leave about 2. I usually do my meal prep on Saturday or Sunday. So I put 2 in the fridge for Monday and Tuesday, and then I freeze the rest. Because typically a week later, the broccoli starts to taste not that great. So I put 3 in the freezer, and then so I'll have those 2 in the fridge. So Monday, Tuesday night, I'll take 1 out of the freezer and put it in the fridge. And that one will be my next day. And I just kind of do that each night for those remaining 3 days of the week. The cost of that. So again, this is going off Aldi prices. The bag of chicken is about $8. The broccoli is $1.29 per bag. I'd use 2 bags. And the rice is about $2 per box. So you're talking under $15 for 5 meals. That's $3 a piece. So here's the kicker, right? 30 minutes to prep 5 lunches. That cost me $3 a piece. If you're going out for lunch, you're spending a whole lot more than $3. You're eating crap, and it's taking up more time. You have to drive someplace. You have to go through a drive-thru. You have to get it. Like, I don't have to worry about anything. So I'm not saying your lunches have to look exactly like that. You can do a lot of different things. You could do a fish and a different vegetable and a different carb. That's kind of what I recommend. And it's going to be obviously based on your goals of how much of each thing, but you always want to have some good source of protein. So whether it's chicken, whether it's turkey, whether it's a really lean cut of beef, or whether it's some fish, like that should be your protein source. Then any veggie is really a good option. Maybe you want to do a little salad on the side. Like whatever you want to do for vegetable is fine. Just get some greens in, and then a carb. And it can be a baked potato. It can be some red potatoes. It can be some rice. Pasta isn't bad once in a while. Pasta doesn't have a lot of nutritional value, so don't usually push that. Unless you're doing something like one of the protein pastas. Those are pretty good to do. They make one with like a chickpea protein pasta. So those are pretty good if you wanted to do that for a side. Just be wary of the calories in the pasta because it is a little bit higher than like potatoes or something like that. So that's kind of lunch breakdown, right? And I say lunch to start with that because, again, it's the easiest one to do. So that takes care of my lunches. And now for breakfast, I typically do the same thing every day. Now everybody's different, right? Some people can't eat the same thing every day because they get sick of it. That's fine. You can do different things each day. It doesn't have to be the same. For me personally, it's just way easier to do the same thing every day. So for breakfast, I do a cup of protein yogurt. I do some blueberries and strawberries in that, and then some protein granola mixed in. And that's my breakfast. So there's no prep time. I literally just dump it all in a bowl and eat it. And it takes me like 5 minutes, right? So before I go out the door, that's my breakfast. So I don't do anything to food prep breakfast because there's really nothing to food prep for it. But that's not to say you can't food prep breakfast if you wanted to do something ahead of time. Now on to dinners. What I recommend is once you have lunches down, like once you've been prepping your lunches and you feel pretty confident with those and pretty comfortable and you've got a couple weeks in, right? Then start adding 1 or 2 meals for the week. And I recommend starting off with a soup or a stew just because they're a lot easier to do. So I'll mention a couple go-tos that I do. One is chili. We do ground turkey, 3 cans of beans. Usually it's different kinds of beans. So black beans, white beans, red beans, and a can of corn, crushed tomato can, and then chili seasoning, salt, pepper, some garlic, some onion. And that is a great protein-packed meal. So that's something easy that you throw it all in the pot, you cook it, and you don't have to think about it, right? It's a super, super easy meal to prep. Another go-to one is a butternut squash soup. I get a butternut squash, I cut it up in cubes, I cook it so it's soft, and then I blend it. So that's my broth, is the butternut squash. Then I add some chicken broth, a can of corn, a can of Great Northern beans, cook up some chicken and throw it in there. And you can really add whatever vegetable you want in here. If you wanted to do something like carrots or celery, or it pretty much goes with anything. And then season it. Again, some salt, pepper, garlic, onion. Those are kind of my staples with seasoning. I'll put a little Italian seasoning in it. And that's another great quick meal that doesn't take long to make. That's good, makes a huge pot, and it's good for the week. So I recommend always starting with something like that. Your soups and stews are always a good choice to kind of get started with doing your dinners. There are nights when we still do a little bit of cooking, but things are very easy. For example, some nights we do fish with sweet potatoes and a vegetable. So with those, again, I'm not usually cooking those ahead of time, but it's pretty simple just to throw some sweet potatoes in the oven and sear up some fish and steam some broccoli on the stove. It takes maybe 15 to 20 minutes at most to kind of make that dinner. So again, I'm not necessarily prepping that ahead of time, but it's something that's really quick and easy to do. Sometimes we'll do the same thing with chicken rather than fish. So same thing, I will cut up the chicken, I will size it and proportion it for that night, how much we need, and all the fat will be cut off. So that night, when it comes time, all I have to do is throw it in the pan and sear it, throw some potatoes in the oven, and throw whatever vegetable on the stove to steam. So even though I'm not necessarily fully prepping that meal, it's very easy. I'm prepping the chicken ahead of time so that I don't have to really mess with that. So again, these are simple things you can do to make dinners easy. Food prep takes just under 2 hours. I do all lunches for me and my wife, and then we do dinners for the entire family for the week. And it takes me just under 2 hours to do all that. So if you factor in how long it takes you to cook each night and how long it takes you to go figure out lunch each day, I'm saving so much time. Not only that, I know I'm set up for the week. I know that we're going to be eating healthy, all of us as a family. And I know that I'm saving a crap ton of money because we're not eating out. So it's a win-win-win all the way around. Start somewhere. Again, don't get overwhelmed. Don't think that you have to have it all figured out from day one. Go slow and take advantage of the internet. My gosh, go online, go to YouTube, whatever. Type in healthy, easy meal prep ideas. If you're struggling with, well, you know, I don't like the things you mentioned. Cool. There are a million different healthy recipes out there for free. Do some research. Make sure you're looking at the macros and the nutrients for these recipes. Usually they're provided on these websites. They'll give you the macro breakdown. So you want to make sure your protein and your carb ratio is pretty good. And you want to make sure it's not insanely high in calories. If you see stuff like a lot of butter, a lot of cheese, heavy cream, things like that in the recipe, avoid it. Those are not the recipes you're wanting. But if you put in healthy recipes, you shouldn't be pulling any of those up anyway. So, all right, I hope that helps. If you have any questions on meal prep, I would love if you hit me up. I am so accessible online. I'm on Instagram and Twitter and Threads at Brian_Parody. You can find me on any of those. Reach out to me, send me a DM, comment on one of my posts, and I will respond. I'm also on YouTube, TikTok, and Pinterest at Bones to Bulk. You can also reach out to me on there. And remember, no matter how many times you failed in the past, what things you struggled with, you can hit your goal. Again, it's these simple everyday habits that will get you to your goal. It's not overnight success. It's not this one and done pill. It's not the flashy thing. It's the boring basic steps. I know that's not sexy to say. I know that's not fun necessarily, but it will get you to your freaking goal. You've got this.